What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. Your boy's back. I am here. Back surgery is done. And now I just got to heal from the surgery and I'll be good to go. Ideally, I hope. Fingers crossed. Believe it or not, I already did this stopping by to say hi. And I lost it. I lost the whole recording. So I'm going to go off the top of my head. I hope you guys missed me. If not, fuck you. How about that, huh? But anyway, I am back. I'll start doing the stopping by to say hi's on my way to work every day from, 15 minutes. And they'll be the first thing you listen to in the morning, ideally. Maybe. If you need to, a relax, or if you want to hear my voice, or you need to, take a quick little break and chill out, or if you need to get your heart racing, because chances are my podcasts tend to give people high blood pressure before they lower it, It is what it is, my friends. How is everybody's National Trans Visibility Day? Yeah, Joe Biden, in all of his wisdom, decided to make yesterday, Easter, National Trans Visibility Day. Now, I know Easter, moves around because of the old calendar, whatever, and Transvisibility Day will not always fall on Easter, but he decided to put it on Easter. Our Catholic president decided to put Transvisibility Day on Easter. Hey, everybody, I just want to let you know, being trans is not a flex. How is being trans a flex? You're just a human being, right? That's how equality works, right? Where's, straight white guy visibility day? How's that? All you guys out there every day is straight white man visibility day. I don't understand why people need a month or a day. You're part of the LGBTQ community, you need a day? Why? What makes you different than me besides sucking dick? Huh? I don't understand the flex. You're a human being just like I am. You know what I mean? You're just a normal human being, but you deserve special privileges? It's fucking stupid. It's dumb as hell. My God, I understand certain days. I get it. Like Juneteenth, Fine, take that one. Let us just make your mind up, though. Do you want to remember our fucking history, or do you want to freaking forget about it? You're taking down statues. You're getting rid of fucking flags. So do you want to remember our history so we don't repeat it, or do you not want to remember our history? And just, I'm confused by Juneteenth. You know what I mean? But Trans Visibility Day on Easter? And then you got people saying, oh, Jesus would have understood. He died for our sins, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but that doesn't mean, he forgives the sin, not the sinner, When he forgives you for doing a sin, it's kind of like, okay, you're still a child of mine, but stop doing the sin. It's not like, okay, you're forgiven for doing the sin, even if you keep doing the sin. That's not how it works. And I'm Jewish, people. I don't understand it. Being part of the LGBTQ community, or having a month, or having a day, or Black History Month, what the fuck is that for? When is White History Month? Every month is White History Month. Meh. Again, the basis of my podcast, that it's always been, is if you make decisions or have opinions or come to conclusions based on race, religion, gender, or sexual preference, you're doing it wrong. Being black, white, Asian, Hispanic, that's not a flex. Being Jewish, Muslim, Christian, Catholic, Hindu, Buddhist, that's not a flex. Being male, female, whatever gender you decide to fall under, out of the so many, of which there are two, That's not a flex. If you're fucking LGBTQ plus ampersand carrot or fucking straight, that's not a flex. You understand? My God, America's going nuts. America's gone nuts. Oh God. I don't know, people. I don't know how to explain it. Joe Biden is an idiot, man. The dude's a walking corpse. He's a walking corpse. He is trying to divide our country so fucking fast. It's unbelievable. It makes no sense to me. He is segregating our nation, just like fucking Obama did. When he fucking drew the color line, he literally elected a black president, and then he's like, America's racist, systemic racism, all cops are bad. Democrats, man, I'm telling you, they're cancer. They're cancer. If the United States was a body, right? Let's say we're a body. There's good things and there's bad things. There's white blood cells. There's red blood cells. We are all individually red blood cells. Okay? You do not change the body, okay? Because you are just one thing as a unit. Joe Biden is a cancer. The Democrat Party is a cancer. We, by ourselves, can't change the United States as one person. Joe Biden is one of the three branches of government. He could do it. He's the president. But he's a cancer. He's attacking America from within with all these executive orders and these policies and these stupid fucking made-up holidays that don't make fucking sense. And we're just sitting here, like, getting eaten from within. The people that we elect into office, consider them like the white blood cells, right? They put our policies in order. They take care of, you know, our taxes, our rules, our regulations, our amendments, you know, defending the Constitution. But every now and then, you're going to have those one bad egg, you know, you're going to have the white blood cells that end up attacking themselves, right? Or end up, you know, attacking the greatness that is America. Going after society, going after race, religion, gender, sexual preference. When you're making decisions and policy or DEI or CRT, right? Diversity, equity, and inclusion or critical race theory. Those are horrible fucking cancers in our society that need to be cut the fuck out. They need to be cut out. And as a society, we need to do that. There's nothing good that has come from the Democratic Party. Nothing good at all. They're going to sit there and they're going to bash Donald Trump and say he's bad and he's horrible for democracy and he's evil. And they're going to speak in platitudes, and it's up to you to realize and filter out the bullshit. Like, if someone says Donald Trump is a bad man, you shouldn't be like, oh, I believe you. Or you should be like, why? Why is he a bad man? Right? We should not be paying attention to Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel. These guys are all biased. They all have the same talking points. MSNBC. You know what's funny? Fox News at least has Democrat correspondence, right? They have like a, oh, what would the other side say sort of thing going on. MSNBC hired Ron and McDaniel to be like an opposite voice for MSNBC because they're obviously biased and Democrat, right? But they decided to fire Ron and McDaniel because everyone cried. Everyone pitched a fit. That's not a healthy body, ladies and gentlemen. You need two sides. A nation divided cannot stand, which is why I'm thinking we're going to fucking end up fighting. There's going to be some sort of, it's not going to be a revolution, it's going to be a civil war. It's going to be the Democrats who want to control you with big government and subsidies for fucking everything. And let them take care of you. They're in charge of healthcare, public transportation. This is where you get to live. This is what you get to eat. This is what you got to tell your children, right? Versus the Republicans, the conservatives, the constitutionalists, the libertarians, the ones that want limited government, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. We could be whatever the fuck we want to be and get the fuck out of our way. If I'm happy, it's because I made myself happy. If I'm rich, it's because of capitalism and I did it the right way. I don't want to live in a giant fucking city with public transportation where everybody's watching me and I am told what to do. Not to mention, big cities aren't safe anymore. They used to be. New York City, I'm looking at you. Pelosi. Giuliani. Bloomberg, and Bloomberg's a fucking Democrat, but that city was safe as shit. And now it's a cesspool of gross. People are getting pushed onto subway tracks. Every city in the nation is not safe. Every major city in the nation is not safe. And if you want to talk, oh, well, you know, there's Republican cities that are just as bad as Democrat cities. No, they're not. If you look at the top 15, I think there's per capita, I think there's like two Republican-ran cities out of like the top 15 or 25. And that's like Memphis, I think, and Anchorage per capita, if you want to go that way. The rest are Democrat-ran cities, sanctuary states, things that don't make... California, I'm looking at you. What the fuck is wrong with you? $20 an hour minimum wage? That's a horrible idea. It's a horrible idea. What are you trying to do? You want, like, the mom and pop shops that actually made it through COVID and made it through the bullshit, right? And it was 10 times worse in California. Now you're going to guarantee $20 an hour minimum wage? Minimum wage is not supposed to be a living wage. You know that, right? Minimum wage is supposed to be like a stepping stone. Like, oh, I'm in high school, I still live with my parents, or I'm in college and I'm just trying to get a little extra scratch to, you know, go out in the weekend, whatever. You know, I got to pay off my student loans, blah, blah, blah. Something stupid, right? I got to pay for my books, you know? The good kids. Not the ones that are getting student loans so they can go on spring break, because you know who you are. And who's going to pay for this, by the way? The taxpayer's going to pay for this. The taxpayer's going to pay for it. Student loan forgiveness, even though the Supreme Court said, oh, you can't do that, Joe. And Joe's like, I'm going to do it anyway. And here we are, the taxpayer's paying for it. You might be asking yourself how the taxpayer is going to pay for $20 an hour minimum wage. I will tell you, we're going to end up paying more at restaurants in California. They have to upsell. It's going to be like a $22 hamburger. Why? Because they got to pay people $20 an hour. And it shouldn't... In restaurants, by the way, it shouldn't be $20 an hour. There's no fucking way. You work at fucking McDonald's making $20 an hour? You failed in fucking life. If you're living at your parents' house and you're 16 years old, you don't deserve $20 an hour. You don't have to fucking, you know, pay rent or mortgage or whatever like that. It's supposed to teach you discipline, starting wages, starting jobs. If you're 45 years old and you're working a job, minimum wage, you fucked up somewhere. So why does the taxpayer have to suffer now? We're going to end up having to pay more to go out because you decided not to, you know, get a GED or go to college or learn a trade or join the military. You've been a fuck up your whole fucking life, and now you got to get a job at the age of 40, 50 years old, 35, 25, whatever, and you expect $20 an hour as a minimum. You're insane. You fucked up. You decided not to be better yourself when you were younger. And now we have to fucking pay for it? No, thank you. I hate this socialist fucking way of thinking. You, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The happiness is not given to you. The taxpayer is not going to give you happiness, you lazy fucks. Oh, I'm entitled to $20 an hour. And even if it was federally $20 an hour, a lot of people in multiple generations are going to be like, I don't want to work. I don't want to do it. I'm too busy being a fucking welfare queen, driving my Beamer and my BMW or my fucking Lincoln to the fucking food pantry. You people make me sick. It's a fucking joke. Welfare is supposed to be a stepping stone. $20 an hour minimum wage? No! You know what minimum wage should be? It should move. It should fluctuate with the cost of living. Okay? It should not be a livable wage, but it should fluctuate with the cost of living. Like when I was a kid, it was like fucking $5.25 or something. You know what it should be now? Like $7.25. I think that's what it is. It should move. I've said it before and I said it again. Like, we should not... I don't... It used to be one man goes to work, the wife does things at home, they have three children, and one income could do it. One income can't do shit now. Is anybody out there trying to buy a home? It's not easy. It's not easy. We can't do it. And if you can't buy a home, then you're even more fucked because you got to pay rent. And renting a home is way more expensive than an actual mortgage. But mortgage rates now are over 7%. Are you insane? No fucking thank you. Everyone's credit's going to be bullshit. Joe, if you want to do something, how about you start everybody's credit off at an even line? You want to forgive something? Forgive mortgages. You want to forgive something? Forgive, like, medical, you know, debt. Stop having people that signed on dotted lines pay for shit that they didn't sign for. People can't help the way society is treating them with mortgages and rents and, you know, medical bills and medical bills. Some people get hurt. But you want us to pay for fucking college tuition for children that aren't going to get a job in the workforce anyway because they don't want to? 9-to-5s aren't for them? The reason we're the greatest nation in the world is because we fucking work. We work. Keep fucking working. I don't understand people, man. I don't understand. What have you done in your life that makes you think you are entitled to $20 an hour? Or that you don't have to work for a living? What makes you think that? You aren't entitled to shit. You are who you choose to be. You are what you make yourself become. Things are not going to be given to you. How will you be remembered? Are you going to be remembered as somebody that could, you know, provide, survive, take care of people? Are you dependable? Or are you a fucking leech? Are you leeching from your parents? Only to fucking, you know, for your parents to die? And then you're going to, like, what, sell their house? Eat up the will? Still not fucking work? And then you got to live off the fucking government? The government's got to be your daddy now? I don't get it. $20 an hour. Gavin Newsom, you have lost your fucking mind. California, you're insane. It's the dumbest thing. Especially in restaurants. You know, waitresses, it's going to affect waitresses a lot. They're going to have to give way more of their... They're going to end up losing money. Because you end up giving, like, I forgot how it works out. It's like 50-50, and it's, you know, between the kitchen and the wait staff and the busboys and stuff like that. But your tips. Waitresses get paid like, I don't know, $5 an hour, and then they get their tips. 50% of their tips or whatever the hell it works. However it works. And I understand, you know, waitresses getting paid more on, you know, Tuesday lunches instead of like Saturday, you know, night when it's like booming. If it's booming, you should be paid like $3 an hour, right? If it's like Tuesday lunch, yeah, I understand $10 an hour, right?
because your tips aren't going to be as high. I get it. That makes sense. $20 an hour. Oh my God. You're going to go to fucking McDonald's and it's going to be like a number one's going to cost you $50. You used to be able to feed like five people. Remember the dollar menu? Remember that? The dollar menu? What happened to that? Gone. Remember $5 footlongs? Remember that? What happened to that? Gone. Remember Dollar General? Yeah. Yeah, it's like $7 now for some things, you know? Oh my God. This economy's nuts. We're eating ourselves alive in here. Trans Day of Visibility. On Easter, by the way. Wow. Nobody even knows what Easter is. I'm Jewish and I know what Easter is. You got Good Friday, and that's where they put him on the cross, and then Sunday he came back. You know, Jesus is the first zombie, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man. I don't know. I can't do this anymore, man. I'm going to go insane. I'm going to go insane. I don't understand how people look at America and think, oh, we're doing fine. We're not doing fine. I don't even know why you want to come here. Open borders. Apparently, there's a caravan of like 2,000, 200,000, I don't know, 2,000 people just walking up here. Oh my God. I don't get it. Fentanyl? People are dying. People are fucking dying. Oh, man. Kids are dying all the time. Pardon my silence, delinquents, but this shit's fucking depressing. It's depressing. Democrats are a fucking cancer. You can't look at what's going on now and be like, oh, this is Trump's fault. Because it obviously is not. You can't look at it and say it's Trump's fault. There's no freaking plausible way to say that this is Trump's fault when Biden's been in office for 3 years. This man is a joke. We need to cut Democrats out completely. These lobbies, they need to go. Any influence, outside influence into our Congress needs to go. Congress needs to start making decisions for what they were voted into position for. Not lobbies that are in their pockets. I don't give a fuck if it's the NRA, Walmart, Target, DeSanto, fucking BlackRock. I don't give two fucking shits. Make decisions based on bills that are being passed on what your constituents would want. What's best for your state? What's best for your county? What's best for your fucking school board? Whatever you were fucking elected to do. Make decisions for the people, not because people are paying you to make decisions. That's ridiculous. I don't know. You see it all the time. I don't know how Democrats can still be Democrats. Look at any bill that's being passed. Democrats always vote the same way. Always. Every single time. And the Democrats that don't want to vote the same way anymore, that actually break from the hive mind and think for themselves and their constituents, they end up becoming independents. Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, Tulsi Gabbard, those people. Which makes sense to me. That's a good thing. Good for them. You can't look at Democrats and be like, oh, you know, that's the way I'm going to go. Start using your brain. Open your mind. Open your mind, Total Recall. Open your mind. See what is happening. Nothing that is going on right now is good. Don't look at the fucking stock market, okay? Who gives a shit about the stock market? It goes up and down, it fluctuates up and down, blah, blah, blah. Who gives a fuck? Those higher ups, those Black Rocks, those lobbyists, those people behind the Iron Curtain that pull the strings of higher governments, the people that nobody knows that control the whole fucking world, that's the fucking stock market. Don't let America's reflection be the stock market. Because that's not it. Look at your neighbors. Talk to your friends. Look at how much you're paying a month compared to how much you paid 4 years ago. Look at gas prices. How about that? Look at that stuff. Look at the taxes. Go to a restaurant that you love, and order that favorite thing that you like and see how much more it costs. That's Democrat policy. They're a cancer. What could it hurt? What could it hurt to vote Republican? What's that? Like, you keep voting for the same thing, and the same shit keeps fucking happening. You keep voting for things, hoping for change, and change never comes, Obama. And the change that does come is negative, and bad, and evil, and segregate, and it segregates us, and it pushes us in a direction we don't want to go. We're going backwards in time in regards to society. And the Democrats are doing it. We finally get to a place. We finally get to a point where America is America. After 9/11, we came together. We're a fucking nation. We love each other. We're patriotic. Now, you got people in America flying flags that aren't... Flying flags that are not American. Talking shit about America. There are people in this country, you know, screaming for the end of America while living in America. There are people using the rights given to them by the Bill of Rights in the Constitution. They're using those rights to talk shit about America, waving flags that they've never been to. Free Palestine. You guys are ridiculous. You know what happens if you wave an American flag in Palestine? Right? If you wave an American flag in any other fucking country, you're dead. You're fucking dead. But here we are, letting people wave their fucking flags of the countries that they're running from. And we're just like, we'll take care of you. It doesn't make fucking sense. You're waving a flag from the country that you're running away from. Those people do not want to assimilate, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want to become part of the melting pot. They don't want to become part of the culture. They want to eat America from the inside. Think of America as a body. The Democrats are destroying us. They are absolutely destroying us. We can do better. All right, delinquents. I will see you guys next time. Love you. Bye.